With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Anne Rice is the author of a celebrated series of books about vampires, but Rice denies she's obsessed by her blood-sucking heroes.
Actually, I don't think of it as an obsession with vampires. I think of it as an obsession with good and evil and immortality. And vampires have proved to be the perfect protagonist for the kind of books I want to write.
The newest book in Anne Rice's Vampire Chronicles, The Queen of the Damned, came out on, guess what? Halloween. It's the continuing saga of the vampire Lestat, a 20th century rock star. Anne Rice sank her teeth in the vampire legend in the mid-1970s.
At the typewriter, as an unpublished writer, plugging away every night on different short stories and different pieces of novels, and one night, just by accident, I decided, why not see what it would be like to interview a vampire?
The result was Interview with the Vampire, published in 1976, followed 9 years later by The Vampire Lestat, both books exploring the history of vampirism, according to Anne Rice.
My whole notion of vampires came from a black and white film I'd seen called Dracula's Daughter. It was a very atmospheric film made in the 1940s, a sequel to the original Dracula.
Rice's vampires have human qualities.
I mean, these characters really have me hooked. I mean, they travel with me everywhere I go, and I think of them as real people.
Despite her Catholic upbringing, the author of The Vampire Chronicles is no longer a believer.
All these books could be interpreted in a way as the story of someone who has lost that faith and is questing, you know, looking for answers.
Anne Rice, The Queen of the Damned, is now a Ballantine paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Anne Rice is an acknowledged expert on vampires. And what is a vampire?
It's somebody that was once alive and is now technically dead, but has an existence in sort of the twilight zone between life and death, and must drink blood to sustain that existence.
The third in Anne Rice's Vampire Chronicles is The Queen of the Damned, which continues the story of the vampire Lestat, a 20th century rock star.
Vampires themselves are comic book material. You know, I mean, that's what I would have advised anybody in 1976 who'd come to me and said, what about a book in which all the main characters are vampires? I would say, you must be kidding.
Anne Rice says there is quite a literary history of vampirism.
And before Bram Stoker's Dracula, there was Sheridan LaFanu's Carmilla. And before that, there was Dr. Polidori's Lord Ruthven, the first vampire ever in English fiction. And there was even a Penny Dreadful best-selling vampire called Varney the Vampire in the 1850s, who just swept Europe.
There's a world of difference between Dracula and the vampires of Anne Rice's imagination.
Dracula is purely evil. My vampires tend to keep their human conscience. They're a little too smart to be purely evil. They know that they're doing wrong, and they're tormented by it.
Anne Rice, who lives in New Orleans, receives phone calls from her readers from all over the world.
They generally call to say how strongly they identified with the characters. That's almost always what they say. How much they identified with them, how much they appreciate the style, and when is the next book.
The most recent vampire book by Anne Rice is The Queen of the Damned, now a Ballantine paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. While novelist Anne Rice is best known for her vampire chronicles, the latest of which is The Queen of the Damned, she also writes sadomasochistic pornography under a pen name.
I have two pseudonyms, and one, A.N. Roquelar, is one of those pseudonyms, and under that pseudonym, the books are pure erotica. That's exactly what they are. They're pornography.
Designed to create sexual arousal or pleasure.
I wrote the pornography I could never find in the stores. All I could find was coarse garbage written by hacks, and so I decided to write what I consider to be a really fine piece of pornography.
Anne Rice sees little difference between pornography for men and that for women.
Except perhaps that most pornography written for men pretty much has women in a submissive position. In my pornography, it can be either way.
Rice believes both men and women can be turned on by her erotica.
Masochistic fantasies, for example, are something that men and women share. They both enjoy them. There's a lot that we share. I'm more interested in what we share and what transcends gender than I am in what makes us distinctly different.
Anne Rice has left San Francisco to return to her hometown of New Orleans, where she lives in an antebellum home with her husband, poet and painter Stan Rice.
Well, I was cold for 28 years, and so now I'm warm again.
Anne Rice, celebrated for her vampire books, but who writes porn on the side. Her most recent vampire book is The Queen of the Damned. Rice's latest non-vampire book is The Mummy, a new telling of the old mummy horror story. A Ballantine paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.